worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Welcome to a freak accident. Another episode, although this one, a best of episode. My name's Crisco, of course, Lazy E and Mickey not here. If they were, we'd be doing a new episode. But seeing as how every week, usually, new episodes show up on Thursdays, we record them on Wednesdays, every new episode every week. And seeing as how this particular week, Wednesday, was the 4th of July, we decided to take the week off because, well, we felt like we deserved it and we like to actually have social lives with friends and family from time to time. At least Lazy E and I do. I don't know about Mickey, but in any case, we welcome you to enjoy this episode that we've prepared for you nonetheless. It is our classic, patented, best-of-style episode wherein we grab segments from episodes past, some of our favorite moments from the show, and we deliver them to you in a best-of kind of prestige arrangement, giving you the opportunity to relive some of our favorite moments from the show and hopefully get a second laugh or maybe a first laugh. If you've never heard any of these bits before and you're newer to the show, that's cool. This is a great opportunity for you to sample things. But don't forget, the website is afreakaccident.com. The email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And every episode we've ever done is available at afreakaccident.com. Just click podcast, and I will actually be giving you the date references for all of the segments that you're going to hear in this episode, so you could go back, maybe get context for them, listen to those entire episodes, and, I don't know, kill some time for the next week while you wait for that next new episode, which I assure you is coming. Now, we could sit here, we could talk all day. Let's get right into it. The best of a freak accident is here.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
So these segments on this episode of The Best of a Freak Accident are going to be pulled from episodes that happened around a year ago, as a matter of fact. This first one from the August 17th, 2017 episode of our show. We absolutely fell in love with this rando from the Midwest after he shot himself in the chest with a nail gun and made it on the news. We heard the story, and then when we actually, hey, look, fireworks. Yeah, you could probably hear that in the background. It's the 4th of July. It happens. But when you hear this story, you'll probably fall in love with this guy, too. It is the guy who shot himself with a nail gun on the best of a freak accident. I always love stories where someone inflicts bodily harm upon themselves in a stupid way.
And it goes past that. It's not just the injury, because that just wouldn't be funny.
Right.
It's just the whole story behind it.
So we got some audio to get to here, don't we?
Yeah, this is the greatest news story you'll hear ever.
Okay.
Doug Bergeson checks over his fields of vegetables, happy to be healthy and back to work on his farm. 7 weeks ago, that didn't sound so likely, as he was about to undergo open-heart surgery to remove this.
That is a brutal-looking nail.
That is a nail.
That is long.
In his chest.
In his heart, they said.
It's in his chest.
He's in love.
Made my whole family very nervous, and I'm sorry about that. But, I mean, accidents happen.
With his wife at church, Doug was trying to finish framing up the fireplace on the home he's building near Peshtigo.
And I was kneeling, just bringing the nail gun forward, and I was on my tiptoes, and I just didn't have quite enough room in it.
Oh, yeah, don't you know?
Yeah, this is like from Fargo.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God. Hey, I accidentally somehow turned the nail gun all the way around and blasted myself in the chest with the nail. I don't even know how I was holding it that way. It doesn't make sense. That's not even close to how it's supposed to be operated.
Oh, yeah, Favre.
Really ready for it, and then it dropped down and fired again. And
this 3.5-inch framing nail fired straight into his heart at the speed of a .22 bullet.
How isn't he dead?
Well,
like normally, if you shoot somebody in the heart, they die.
Yeah.
He's filled with Wisconsin cheese.
Is that
Didn't
where this
really.
Happened, Wisconsin?
I forget where it is.
It it's had to Midwest. Happen in Wisconsin, somewhere in the yeah. This guy's definitely got the Midwest thing going on hard.
Here, do you want me to continue the wonderful story?
Yeah, by all means.
Hurt. It just felt like it kind of stung me, and I looked.
Freaking Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, five. that
Lambo!
Thank God that nail didn't come out like the zingers Barb used to throw out there in Rogers. Oh my God.
Down, I didn't see anything, and I put my hand there, and like, that's not good.
That's every way.
That's not good.
That's every way you make fun of someone from the Midwest.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't even realize Bon Jovi was prophecy, man. I had no idea.
When I saw it moving with my heart, it's like, I'm not going to get anything done today. I can see that already.
I had a whole bunch of chores planned, but it looks like now I got to get myself in the car on my way to the emergency room because...
How am I going to fix the shed in the back now? How am I going to get ready for that wicked winter
I wonder
tomorrow?
If my wife would just be okay if I hung the picture right off of my chest. Maybe she'd think that was romantic or something.
Oh, man, I hope I don't miss the second preseason game. Oh, no.
Not wanting to bother anyone by calling 911, he washed up and hopped in his truck.
So I drove into the emergency room.
I made sure to polish the giant nail that was sticking out of my chest as well as I could before I went out, you know.
Oh, I saw the neighbor and I was like, Paula, I just need to go out for a few minutes. She goes, what's coming out of your chest? I said, oh, that's good old America. That's American steel.
I got myself I got myself a bad case of the stigmata here. Somebody needs to come help me out.
Drove yourself to the hospital.
This seemed like the thing to do. I felt fine, other than, you know, having...
A thing in my heart. You didn't feel fine?
A little bit too much iron in my diet.
By the time he made it that 12 miles to Bay Area Medical Center in Marinette, the calm and collected Doug was starting to hurt.
I just leaned over the security guard and said, I've got a nail in my chest. I'd be great if you can find somebody to help me out here. I'm just going to sit down.
While doctors started working, he texted his wife at the ER, but the message auto-corrected, and she had no idea what it meant.
You had a big fart? Why are you texting me this? Why is that a big deal?
See, I tried to use the back end of the hammer like they tell you to do, but there was no way.
That's when I decided to change from a flip phone.
When they finally talked, he calmly said he was okay, but needed a new shirt. She hurried to the hospital to see this.
I got the, what did you do? Just shrugged my shoulders and oops.
Doctor.
And then I saw she brought me a Viking shirt and I threw her out. We're divorced.
Doctors decided he needed immediate surgery and rushed him to Aurora Baycare Medical Center and Dr. Alexander Roitstein.
Of course, I kept a jersey that I was wearing because, you know, I'm a little bit cheap and, you know, then I got a fun story to tell everybody at the Lambeau Field. Hey, what's that blood stain from?
That's Favre's face. I won't change it.
Wrong heartbeat, a wrong position, and he would have had a much more complicated problem than he was barking.
Yeah, death.
For. And so he's quite fortunate from that standpoint.
You know what he should have? He should have just did what you do sometimes when you pound a nail in and it goes crooked, and so you just pound it in the rest of the way, and then you get a second one going, and you use that one correctly.
Oh, yeah.
He should have just did that. Just pound it in. It's obviously stuck in there. Nothing's bleeding out or anything. Just live with it.
Yeah.
Says the nail missed a main artery in his heart by this much. The thickness of a piece of...
No, Mickey, not that much. This much.
What?
It didn't hit his heart?
No, missed an artery.
Missed
they
an
said.
Artery. He shot it into his heart.
Okay, so it is in his heart. That's not a big enough artery, apparently.
It's the story
main
says
artery.
Heart, so I mean.
All right. Of paper.
He was very astute not to remove it. Because he remembers Steve Irvin.
My wife...
Wait. He remembers who? What is that, his next-door neighbor, Steve Irvin?
Oh, yeah, because he pulled the stinger out, right, and bled out. That was the problem.
Or his name was Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Not Irvin.
Steve Irvin. Yeah, you know, my next-door neighbor. He knows plenty of things about, you know, stabbing people in the heart. He's a serial killer in his free time, don't you know?
He's the guy down at the hardware shop. He sold me the nail. I remembered his story.
And that's what played through his head.
He has a scar, but no permanent damage.
And my wife's real excited now that I got this, at-home nipple piercing here. She's happy that I finally decided to cut loose a little bit, you know, and live my life.
I finally have something to pass down to the children.
somebody watching over me because it was close.
Well, Doug says he was always careful.
Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord Craftsman, for watching over me today.
Four, he is even more so now and hopes others respect the power of nail guns.
That is the most Wisconsin
warning
ever.
That's the power of nail guns.
That's the most Wisconsin warning of all time. Beware of the power of nail. That tool company better sponsor.
You know what? When you drive into Wisconsin now on their freaking tourism thing that says, welcome to Wisconsin, try our cheese, respect the power of nail guns.
Go Favre.
These are the Packers fans.
Oh, yeah.
Just like to point that out.
Oh, yeah. They're a little... That's what they are.
That guy was maybe like my favorite guy I've ever heard, though.
You can see the full video over at freakaccident.com.
Yeah. Oh, God bless him. Glad your heart's okay, man.
His heart's going to be pounding forever.
He's done damage to my heart after that story because I love that story so much.
Can't wait till he gets a Craftsman in his ear.
Monkey wrench to the colon.
The best of a freak accident. If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
From July of last year, July 12th to be exact, you can go check out that full episode. We discovered that Florida apparently has a monkey problem, and we intend to solve it here on The Best of a Freak Accident.
Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
What is with the weird sound effects in this?
Yeah, is it like a video game?
I'm thrown.
Well, it's a video.
Is it a game?
No.
Because those were definitely like Mario bumping his head on the blocks.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Late to go.
Coin count.
These are some British people that made a song. They didn't make it. They sang the song.
You know what? I'd like to point out Mario never said coin count, but you know what? Kudos to Mickey for trying to make a video game reference.
Yeah.
I'll give you credit.
Uh-huh.
A plus for effort. Well
don't
done.
Care.
Yeah, okay. He was an accountant on the side.
You know, we're talking about horses escaping. You gotta wonder how Florida got a native monkey population. I don't think monkeys are indigenous to the state of Florida, do you?
Don't think they're indigenous to North America.
Because that's the thing, do you remember not too long ago when I found those chickens up the hill from the radio station?
Oh, yeah!
And I thought I spent like a good amount of time up there thinking, like, I don't think this is normal. Like, there aren't any wild chickens, I don't think.
It's like... anybody from Pennsylvania knows. They have those wildlife plates.
Yeah.
And it shows a tiger on it.
Yeah.
Save the wildlife.
Right.
In what state is there a wild tiger?
In the United States.
Oh, no, it was a lion. It's a lion.
No, it's a tiger.
No, it's a tiger.
Is it a tiger?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Regardless.
Siegfried and Roy's act has tigers in it. So there, in your face.
It did.
True.
Then it had fun with
that did happen.
One of them.
Apparently Florida has monkeys, though. Who knew? I'm assuming somebody probably dumped a monkey out the window of their car one day because they had a pet monkey and they didn't want it anymore, so they just chucked it out the window.
Cost too much money.
And somebody else, somewhere else in the state, did the exact same thing. Those two monkeys happened to, you know, mate, co-mingle, and now we have a monkey population. I was actually wondering where that was before when I said monkey.
That's, I was waiting for the right moment. I'm like, I'm going to get it when you don't expect it.
This is all going down in St. Petersburg. There's an upswing in monkey business in and around...
Oh, God, I hate news.
In and around a state park in Florida. Oh. Now, there is a viral video to go along with this that we will have posted at freakaccident.com. Bands of, oh, it even says, non-native rhesus macaques live along a river that's popular with kayakers and tourists. So these aren't even like the cool, like Dunstan checks in kind of monkey. These are those annoying little monkeys that were swinging with Shia LaBeouf in Indiana Jones and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, they should shoot them just for that.
That's what I'm saying. I would make a sport out of it. You know, some people do like the whole the clay shooting with shotguns, monkey blasting.
Feels bad for an animal that got hit on the side of the road, wants to blast a monkey.
Yeah, well, monkeys
very
are...
very confused.
Monkeys are close to being people, so, you know, I can make that leap.
I've said the story on the show. My uncle, who hunts over in Africa, he shot a monkey, and he says he'll never do it again because it reacted like a human. Like, it held its chest. It like, felt like...
It held where it got shot. Like, ooh!
It was like platoon style. It was like, no!
Now it just makes me want to do it because I can, you know, live out my fantasies of killing people.
Oh, that wasn't said.
Oh, did I say that on the show? Cover it up. Cover it up with the monkey sound.
Yeah.
All right, officials have closed two walking areas at Silver Springs. See, they're a nuisance. They had to close the trails. Silver Springs State Park because of unwanted monkey interactions with park guests. An observation deck and a boardwalk are off limits because the primates have essentially taken over.
Man. Flung poo everywhere.
Yeah. Matt Mitchell, the assistant director of Florida State Park, said rangers are checking areas each morning for monkey activity. Park staff may temporarily close use areas if monkeys are spotted during these checks, he wrote in an email. Park staff also respond to reports of monkeys in public use areas by guests. Researchers...
You wonder if they're in disguise and like they have hats and coats on? Yeah. I'm picturing it like a movie.
Like sunglasses. Yeah, they're like standing on top of each other under a trench coat.
Yeah, suddenly he goes, excuse me, sir, can I borrow that newspaper? Wait a second. Wait, that isn't right at all.
Researchers estimate anywhere from 150 to 200 wild rhesus macaques live at the park, and an unknown number live outside. This is a problem, then.
I thought it was going to be a couple, like 20.
Yeah, a couple hundred.
Yeah, that's a lot more.
Normally, it's bad news when an invasive species enters an ecosystem. I wonder what this is doing to the food chain down there in Florida.
Well, they should just let all the extra boa constrictors they have going on down there into that area and population control.
It'll be like a war.
Yeah. War for the Planet of the Apes.
Oh my God, it's happening!
That's actually what it's about.
It's about Florida.
It's about Florida.
Oh, this is like sci-fi has this written all over it.
Like most comedies, it's about Florida.
Yeah.
A video shot by a family showing seemingly aggressive monkeys on one of the park's boardwalks made the rounds recently on social media. Park rangers try to warn visitors not to feed the 20-pound, 2-foot-tall mammals and are stepping up patrols in sections where there are high possibilities of monkey-human interaction. Here's my problem with this whole story so far. They're talking about, oh, they're going on patrols, and they close down areas where there's a lot of monkey problems going on. You're not trying to catch them or kill them or spade and neuter them and then release them back. You're just letting them run roughshod over the state park.
Yeah, it's almost like they're afraid to do anything. Like, right. They know stuff.
Oh my God, Trump
that's
Jr.
I was going to say, that's where Hillary hit all her emails, and yeah, that's where the Russians know that they're at. They're with the monkeys in Florida. Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we're monkeying around, but we're just meddling in the election.
And going to Disney Town. That's improv, baby.
Recently, a homeowner 4 miles away captured photos of some 50 monkeys swarming his deer field.
A deer field?
A deer feeder.
Oh, a deer feeder.
Yeah, Brian Pritchard's automatic camera anchored to a tree was even inspected by one monkey whose face practically fills the frame as others cavort in the background.
I'm just picturing, I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face, yeah, if I saw that.
I heard a quote from him in like the news too, where he's saying like they're out there every day.
Well, I thought you were gonna say the monkey.
Yeah, there's a quote. Yeah, we demand equal rights and justice, yeah, along with all the other animals in Florida.
Also, property tax.
18 confirmed reports of bites and scratches from the animals since they arrived at this park. That's the thing. I'm just going in there with a shot. I mean, there are plenty of hillbilly people in Florida. Just go in there with a couple of guns and lay waste.
Or let the alligators out.
Well, yeah, there's this, the only thing there's more of than monkeys in Florida, apparently, is alligators.
Think about that. You're in Florida, you have boa constrictors, like you said, you have monkeys and alligators. This is Crocodile Dundee.
Basically. Imagine people, you hear a story every once in a while, somebody finds a gator in their toilet or something.
That happened to my uncle, my cousin.
What happens when you find a monkey in your oven?
Cook it.
Delicious.
Yep. Banana bread.
It's the best of a freak accident. A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
We all believe some weird stuff. Everybody's got their quirks. Some people are more conspiracy theory driven than others. But if you dive back into the November 2nd episode of A Freak Accident, we asked you, the listener, in a listener active bit, what was the weirdest thing that you believe? Of course, we also shared ours, and we looked at some statistics from a study that showed what most people believe. That's pretty strange. It's the weirdest thing you believe on the best of A Freak Accident.
Paranormal activity, or am I just crazy? I need a doctor.
It just speaks to me, man. The song.
It does.
I love it. Who's that? I don't care.
That's Madison Benoit, not related to Chris.
That could be bad.
Well, it's ironic because that song makes me want to choke. Love you, Madison. Thanks for lending us your song so we could mock you.
Glad she's happy.
So this was a survey that was taken, or undertaken, I should say, by Chapman University. It is the Survey of American Fears Wave 4, 2017.
Ooh, I wonder what Wave 3 was like.
Yeah, you had like third wave feminism and now the fourth wave of fear.
The fifth wave is hunger.
So there's a battery of items. It basically asked people whether or not they believe in paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Or just strangeness overall, which is kind of what I wanted to take it to. I believe in Bigfoot among them, psychic powers, visits by aliens, haunted houses, etc. and so forth. How do you think the world fared in this survey, Mickey?
Awful.
Now, do you believe in the paranormal? Or are you more of like, if I can't touch it, hear it?
Correct.
Okay, so you do
yes,
not...
My joke is I moved out of Salem to get away from people like that.
Okay, so you do not believe in ghosts or hauntings or anything like that. Okay. Lazy E.
Does, like, a spirit, like, in the sense of, like, you believe in afterlife, like a person could be with you? In that sense, does that count?
The spirit is an alcohol.
Oh, but those, I pray to those spirits every day.
I believe in those.
Every day.
No, but if you mean it by like that,
if you
sense,
believe in the afterlife?
In the afterlife and that they could be with you during important moments, I believe in that.
Yeah, that's spiritual. I don't know if I'd necessarily classify that as paranormal.
But it would be, technically,
that's
by definition.
I mean, sure, yeah.
So I guess in the middle, yeah. I don't know if I believe in like, because... You figure, and this is my point behind it, if I've been living for 34 years and I've, you know, went to haunted houses, I've went to all these different places, never have seen one real one.
Right.
How?
Well, that's kind of me too. Like, I've never experienced anything. I did see a UFO one time.
Oh, you're one of those.
That did no, it happened.
But that's different.
It was a it was
Metallica?
It was a, no.
No, that's a band.
UFO's a band, too. But no, I never saw them, though. But it was a metallic disc. I saw it fly across the sky.
Ha, 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 ha.
It was I saw it with my eyes.
Like an actual unidentified object, as in you didn't know what the object was.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there might have been a perfectly logical explanation for what it was. I'm just saying I saw it. It was a disc like a saucer that I saw fly across the sky.
And if we're talking about aliens, I guess I say I believe in them because I can't disprove it.
Do you think they visit Earth, though?
Yeah, why not?
Listen, you can believe in like life out there in the universe, but whether they actually have the technology, the means, or the give-a-crapness to come to Earth, of all places.
If I can't say they didn't.
And float through the... I mean, because my whole thing is, if they were to do that, why wouldn't they, like, set down... You know what I mean? And, like, want to talk to us.
But I mean, like...
The same reason I want to live in a box.
I refuse to believe that there's an entire planet full of Mickey out there in the universe somewhere. I mean, I know Law of Averages says that there probably is one, but I refuse to imagine that reality.
Why did you come to our planet, you alien Mickeys?
Cookie.
Okay. Get them, Keebler. Get them, the elves.
But, I mean, I've never, with the exception of that... I've never seen a ghost, heard any, like, whispers, experienced a haunting or anything like that. Never in my life. I'm not going to say that. And I've listened to people very, you know, strongly tell a story. You know, very vehemently tell a story about a haunting or something that they've experienced, in which case, you know, I buy that they believe that it happened,
but
because they say it with such, you know,
such
gumption,
yeah,
that I have trouble disbelieving that. But I've never experienced it myself, so do I believe in it? Maybe show me some proof or evidence.
The problem with that is, and this is where with all these people that have such conviction about, like, they've seen a ghost, this was something that happened to them. If you say something enough times, you're going to believe it.
Sure.
And, yeah, if you were since a kid, like these people, like, when I was a kid, I saw this. When I was a kid, I saw this. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone just didn't tell you. You know, it was something else.
Funny story. My sister. We went to Ireland when I was a kid. My sister did not.
We told this story on the podcast before.
So we told her she went to Ireland. She had no sense of anything else until she got into the photo book. And finally, like, it clicked in her head at 18 years old, you know, 6 years later. How come I'm not in any of the photos? So she had believed for at least 6 years that she had gone to Ireland.
That was told her. That was in the mental disorder segment that we talked about that.
Yeah, but it's...
Sister's a mental case, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's paranormal.
No, but it's true that if you believe in something long enough, you will believe it. It's your truth.
Yeah.
There's a TV show that does mind games, and they do the group of people, a random group of people out in the public, and they pointed to a snake in the tree that didn't exist, and they were making the point that if enough people point and go, oh, there's a snake in the tree, everybody starts squinting and go, oh, yeah, I see it.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
It's the witch trials all over again.
Well, that's like the following the herd sure. mentality of human beings.
Guys, just follow me with this one, okay?
No.
All right. This is a good podcast.
Hey, oh, man, this is the best podcast in the world. I say it every single week.
Awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
See? Mob mentality.
Oh, man. I've lied to myself. Anyway, these are the results of this survey. Wave 4 of Fear survey. This is the general public's belief in paranormal activity, not the movie. We all know that exists, and we're worse off for it.
Yeah.
But this is the United States, too, by the way. 55% agree or strongly agree that ancient advanced civilizations such as Atlantis once existed.
I mean,
55% believe.
55%? That's quite a...
Believe or strongly believe.
Quite a number. Maybe it didn't.
Have they found any proof of Atlantis?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge, anyway. So. I mean, but then, like, they found something like the Antikythera mechanism.
Right.
You know, which was that basically it was a ancient computer-type device that monitored... the path of the stars and the planets things like that. They found that on a shipwreck. It's incredibly advanced for when it was essentially built or when it existed, which was ancient Greece. So the fact that there were advanced elements to society back then isn't so hard to believe. But
that's where the alien thing kind of gets me. It's like, how? How did they do all this back then? The pyramids and all this stuff. There's so many.
They didn't have Facebook and social media polluting their minds.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, you have to look at our time span, too. It's only been 100 years, and we've had advances in computers and sciences and everything. That's not a big gap of time there.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a Simpsons where it showed Ireland before booze, and they had all these flying cars and everything, and then they got introduced to booze, and all crashes, and they never exist. How did we make that? I don't know.
Well, theoretically, you could postulate that an advanced civilization existed, and just through the various wars and world conflicts that have happened over and over and over again throughout history, that civilizations would be built up, would get to a point of being advanced or even somewhat modern, and then destroyed in some kind of calamity like war or disease or something like that.
Sure. Worlds never change. Always pick on the smart ones. Then they killed them.
Right. Number two on this list is 52.3% agree or strongly believe or strongly agree that places can be haunted by spirits. 52%. So the majority of people believe in ghosts.
Really?
52, yeah, the majority.
That's crazy. Like, that, like, blows my mind. Because the advanced civilization and everything like that, I can believe that, but I haven't seen one.
Yeah.
Or even felt one.
Right. 35% believe aliens have visited Earth in our ancient past.
I'll agree with it.
You believe in the ancient aliens?
I... Aliens. Knew where you're going. Just that's where kind of where I get with the pyramids and everything like that. Like, it was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, but why didn't they stick around, though?
Bored.
Those freaking Mickey aliens, again, just getting bored and leaving.
Do you stay in Florida? We just went over that the other week. You never want to stay in Florida. You visit.
Yeah, I guess. But if I had, like, children in Florida, I would kind of want to go back and see how they were doing from time to time.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they do. They just fly overhead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right.
Oh, that's a neat scenic route. You saw the UFO. That's what they were doing.
So okay. Earth is like the Florida of the universe, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. No.
Look at all the funny stories come from here.
True.
We're on their TMZ.
26.2% believe aliens have come to Earth in modern times. 25% of people believe that some people can move objects with their minds.
Okay, crazy.
So telekinesis.
No, that's nuts.
Yeah. Don't you think, like, with the advent of the camera phone, that somebody out there would have video evidence of somebody hurling someone across an expanse with a blast of TK power?
We have videos of monkeys farting and blowing themselves over. Are you telling me they wouldn't find somebody moving something with their mind?
Yeah, there's videos online of cats using the toilet, but there's no video out there of somebody legitimately having telekinetic powers.
I know. I can't buy that.
Okay. 19.4% believe fortune tellers and psychics can foresee the future.
God.
Well, I kind of saw that coming.
Can't deal with this stuff.
Yeah, Mickey, did you ever go to a fortune teller?
No.
No?
Blech.
Do you remember the one?
Neither have I, but like I've known people who've gone to them who've been like, oh, they got things right. But it's like, that's like the cold reading, right? The Jonathan Edwards guy, yeah. They figured out like, oh, if you're just vague enough, it can be kind of applied
to. Yeah, people, again, it's implications. People believe it because you said it.
Right.
Do you remember in our mall around here, and I'm sure they're in tons of malls, there was that fortune telling machine and it goes, give me your quarters. I love quarters.
Yeah, they still have it at Cooper's.
Do they?
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm going up there to try it.
Yo, it spits out the one little cardboard piece of card. Yeah.
That was the machine that turned that kid into Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Oh man, I'm going to use it.
16.2% believe Bigfoot is a real creature.
Yes, his name's Gronkowski.
So we pitched a question to our listeners, another listener active question, and we asked them, what is the strangest thing you believe?
They really liked our picture.
Yeah, they liked the picture, the graphic that went along with it. Not one of you left a comment.
Boo this man!
So, apparently the strangest thing we believe is that our listeners are competent enough to follow simple directions.
This is a guilty by association thing. They saw the Stranger Things logo, automatically just went, oh, Stranger Things, like, kept scrolling. Well, Didn't actually read it.
You're probably right about that, actually. Yeah, maybe regrettable going with the Stranger Things logo and font.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. They liked our page. They're going to find out we were mad at them.
Good. Be smarter. Read the text next time. We were asking you a question and wanted to get you involved in the show. But we asked, what's the strangest thing you believe? So for us, I mean, you know, we've established, I guess, we don't believe in ghosts and things. No. So what is the strangest thing that we believe? Well, Lazy E, Mickey, and me.
I think the strangest thing I believe is because I have terrible OCD. So it's irrational type of thoughts.
Okay.
Like if I don't shake the door
if I don't hobble that knobble, who knows what might happen.
But if I don't like shake it 5 times, it's gonna open up or something like that. Like, I need to check it that many times or else world's ending.
Lazy, he's a crazy person. All right, cool.
We took that test, we know.
Mickey, what about you? Strangest thing you believe?
That there's smart people out there.
Okay. Excluding your sarcasm for a second. Legitimately.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I have any weird, like,
I
believe in.
You're a total normie?
Yeah.
Or
I live in a box. Like, what do you want?
Do you believe... Are the stuff you believe, do you think they're normal? And you're just sitting there going, no, this is normal. But
no.
We're going to find out later. Like,
no,
she believes
no.
in, like, snake people.
she believes in the... what do they call the reptilians, right? The lizard people. Yeah, or the mole people.
I'm a very logic-based person. Like, I need to see it and know that it exists before I believe in it.
Okay. Oh. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess the strangest thing I believe is that I definitely think... I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't believe the government did 9/11 or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I do believe the government definitely knows a lot more about certain things than they ever let on.
Do you think they know about aliens? Because that's the first thing I would do if I was a president. I'd want to know.
What concerns me, though, is he started this
No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I'm not. But I mean, I don't believe in aliens. Like, I don't believe aliens come to Earth or visit us or anything like that. Because, like I said, it would have been much more, especially, again, with camera phones, it would have been much more obvious by now. Not to mention, if we travel anywhere in space, interstellar space, the first thing we're doing is we're getting off that ship and planting a flag in the ground.
Yeah.
They would do the same exact thing.
Yeah,
right. They would want to make contact with extraterrestrial civilizations, especially when you consider all the looking that we've done for extraterrestrial life, how vacant it seems the universe is. Well, it would be extremely rare and important for another species out there to suddenly find a populated planet. So I think we would know if aliens were here.
Well, you know what? I'm going to fight your argument with this argument. The Kardashians. Justin Bieber. Kevin Spacey.
This is just going along with Mickey's belief that there aren't any smart people. I don't think you disproved me at all. You proved her right, though.
No, I think they're right.
How does that make you feel? Look what you've done.
Oh, no, she's right.
Yeah, see? Can't ever live that down.
She's never going to show up again.
Yeah. So, but that's... The government is definitely involved in some shady business, and they know a lot more than they let on.
I'm gonna ask you about this one.
Mm-hmm.
The government... Do you think what they let go with that JFK file, do you think there's more about it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so that's one I think is not crazy to believe.
Yeah.
I think you're okay to believe that conspiracy theory that he wasn't killed by one person.
I would believe this. Here's something that I would believe. That Osama bin Laden wasn't actually killed in that raid. We never saw a picture. And, like, their excuse was that, oh, no, yeah, we dumped his body off the side of a boat.
Yeah, in the Red Sea or something.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you bring it back? Why wouldn't there be some kind of... Because they had him alive, and that's how they were able to take down Al-Qaeda so efficiently after that, because he was probably giving them information.
And then,
that I would buy into.
Yeah, because really think about it. We saw Saddam Hussein when he was dead.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long before it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the conspiracy that I would buy. Things like that.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. You gotta know when to hold 'em. when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
I always love whenever we take a test or try and prove our aptitude here on the show, because it always goes so well and it always ends so wonderfully. In this case was definitely a prime example of that. By the way, I'm caking on the sarcasm, in case you can't tell. This was from the September 28th episode of A Freak Accident, 2017, of course. We take a three-question IQ test. Spoilers, we ain't that smart. Historically, these segments have been some of the more interesting on this show.
Interesting by showing stupidity, yes.
Yeah. When we take, like, Mickey's waving.
Hi.
Hi, Mickey. Yeah. When we see how many countries we can name for every letter of the alphabet.
It also shows how many people email us to tell us how bad we are.
Yeah.
Just me, usually.
Oh, yeah.
How many IQ test questions we get wrong. Mickey doesn't know where Romania is. She thinks it's in Antarctica or something. I can't even remember.
We got that one wrong, didn't we, on that IQ
test?
Yes, because of her. So I can't wait for her to ruin this experience for us now, too.
We literally only have three chances at this.
Yeah. This is a. This was actually published in The Sun. Spending a lot of time.
All the way up in The Sun? How did people get it?
So what's the probability rate? 1 in 3?
Oh, 1 in 3 is the best we're going to do.
Okay.
You only think we're going to get 1 out of 3 right?
Probably.
Okay.
Look at our track record.
You are doing this with me here.
Lazy E did admittedly just think that the UK tabloid The Sun was the actual sun, so I'm not liking our chances. Okay.
What's
this is the world's tabloid? The world's shortest IQ test. It's only 3 questions wrong. You can take it.
3 questions wrong.
See, I've got wrong in my head already. It's already, everything's wrong already.
It's only 3 questions wrong.
It's only 3 questions long. We're going to get all 3 of them wrong.
And you can take it along with us.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Because it would just make you feel better and us feel worse.
After we spent the last segment telling people how stupid they are for having to Google search simple things, now we're going to bomb out of this.
And you know what? While you're taking it, maybe write down your answers live. Stop it and then write it down and then email it to us, freaks@afreakaccent.com. We can see how you legitimately did.
You two schmucks ready to go?
Oh, no.
All right. Number 1. A bat and a ball, and there's no time limit on this, by the way.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
A bat and a ball cost one, this is in pounds.
Oh,
I'm going to convert to, I'm just going to say dollars. A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents.
Okay, because the bat costs $1
more. Well, yeah, then it would have to be 10
ball.
Cents.
It would have to be 10 cents.
It would have to be. God, I hope that. I mean, it would have to be. If it's a dollar more, it's a dollar and 10 cents.
Wait, hold on. Because here's the problem. If it's a dollar more than the ball, and the ball is 10 cents, then it would be a dollar 10. So it can't be a dollar more than the ball.
Huh?
Oh, wait, no.
You just said it was a dollar and 10 cents.
And it's a dollar more, so the ball costs 10 cents.
Wait.
It's a dollar.
Okay, wait. I'm thinking about this too hard, aren't I?
No,
yes.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find the inner workings of the problem.
No, this is why the IQ, that's what it's trying to do.
Okay, bat and ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs a dollar more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? Right, so this is what I'm saying. If the ball was 10 cents, then the bat would be $1.10, so the whole total would be $1.20. I was right.
Oh, yeah.
See? You went too fast.
Yeah, because if it was...
If the ball's 10 cents and it's a dollar more than 10 cents, it's $1.10 is the bat. So then add the 10 cents of the ball on top of it, that's $1.20.
So
what's the actual solution to this problem, then?
All right, so...
You stole the ball and the bat was $1.10.
No, it was a dollar more, okay? I know there's an easy way to do this because it seems like it should be so
okay,
easy.
No, it would be 5 cents then. because the bat would then be
$1. Is there tax included?
It would have to be 5 cents because the bat would be $1.05.
And that would be
$1.05 plus 5 is $1.10. So, problem solved.
All right.
No thanks to Mickey. Where's Romania, Mickey?
What's the actual answer?
We'll get to that. Okay, we gotta go with these questions.
We'll hope we got that right.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, no. I could scroll down and I can get the answer right on. The ball would actually cost 5 cents. Yes, we were right. Give me that bell again.
Yeah. Now let's go up. Don't look at the other answers.
To the excellent deductive reasoning by Crisco.
The first time ever said.
And the last, incidentally, as well. You heard it here live, folks. Wait, now, it was quite a streak.
If our prediction was right, that was the only thing we're getting right this whole time.
Okay. This is true.
All right. If it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 machines.
All right. This is going to require math.
Yeah. Get some paper out here.
I'm getting a calculator out.
No, wait. That's cheating, isn't it?
5 machines to make 5 widgets
in 5 minutes.
It takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
So 100 to make 100?
Yeah.
Okay. But what was the question? What did it ask?
So basically what you can whittle this down to is 1 minute per widget per machine. It takes each machine 1 minute to make a widget.
Yeah.
Right?
5 machines. Yeah, five minutes for 5.
So what was the question after
100
that?
To make 100, right?
How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Take 100 minutes.
So you would think that there's got to be something we're missing, though, right? Just like the last one. 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
It would be 1 hour 20 if it was by obvious.
So wait a minute. No, okay. I see what's going on here. I see what's going on here.
1 hour 40.
I see what's going on here. It would take 5 minutes. Because it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, it would take 10 machines the same amount of time to make the same amount of widgets.
Right.
Because each machine is putting out 1 widget per minute. So guess what? If it takes 5 minutes, it would take 5 minutes.
All right,
that's
come on.
The answer.
This is huge. Crisco, you're helping us through here.
5 minutes! Yeah! Give me that bell. Where is it?
I did.
Give it again. I was too busy screaming in victory and I didn't hear it.
God
yes.
Almighty.
Ugh. So that's 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
Can we get 3 out of 3?
I'm not.
It takes 3 heads to figure this out, though. Remember?
Yeah, because we're all talking it through. This is the 3-headed stupid beast.
Okay. We're the horrible Hydra. The Hydra of horrible.
Oh, that's perfect new name.
Okay. Question 3. In a lake, there is a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
48 days, you said?
Yeah. Okay, so there's a patch of lily pads. It doubles in size every day, and it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake. How long would it take for the patch to cover half the lake? Okay, because this is one of those things, again, you go for the easy answer. You think, just 48 divided by 2, 24. No, but the problem is it's doubling in size.
Right.
So that means when 1 doubles, it becomes 2. When 2 doubles, it becomes 4. It doesn't become 3. Okay, so you have to figure that out.
2/3.
Essentially, I mean...
like a day and a half. I mean, not a day and a half, but...
If it takes 48 days
36?
To cover the entire lake.
That might be right.
No, it would be less than that, right? To cover half?
Cover half.
No,
half doubled would be a whole. Right? No, wait.
Really? Tell me more. Tell me more. I'm fascinated by this. Tell me more.
Give us more clues, Nicky. Please, because I don't even remember the question. At
wait.
Come on, Mickey.
Nope.
Come on.
Done thinking on that one.
No, you got to go. You're the closest.
Oh, God almighty.
Okay, so in other words, no. All right, I know what the answer is. It would be 47 days.
Yeah.
Because it doubles on the last day, and if it covers half the lake, then double half is whole. Yeah, so it would be 47 days.
Check it. Come on, Crisco. You're going to pull us through this.
47 days! Ah! Do we have a victory song or something?
No, we didn't. We're not victors yet.
What are you talking about?
We got to wait. Do we? Oh, yeah. It's only three questions.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah!
Winner!
Yes! Ugh! Oh, perfect score. Perfect score by a freak accident. Thanks in small part to Mickey. Not at all, but in small part.
I got them for you.
That's right. Yeah, you telepathically communicated the logic through the waves.
I talked
of the
you
air.
Through the wrong answer.
The best of a freak accident. You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Well, Shark Week is going to be coming up very soon this year. Last year's Shark Week, though, there was a little stunt where Michael Phelps raced a shark, except not really. And the internet wasn't too happy about it. Of course, we talked all about it in the July 26, 2017 episode. It's the aftermath of Michael Phelps versus a shark on the Best of a Freak Accident.
Michael Phelps, thank you for being an inspiration.
Oh.
For giving
yeah.
us a whole.
I think we got to recover somehow after that last segment.
Yeah.
Lazy E and I both crawled out of some alternate dimension mid-sentence. Some alternate dimension where alternative facts reigned supreme.
Yeah, it was... I don't know what happened. We were doing so great, and then it ended.
You think a healthy dose of Shark Week might help get us back on track?
Yeah.
Good, because this isn't a healthy dose of Shark Week.
No, this is just the right amount of stupid.
This is like spoiled milk Shark Week is what this this program was.
Ew.
But it's exactly what we said this was going to be. 20 minutes of build to nothing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, is anybody shocked? I wasn't.
No.
I forgot it was happening.
Until it was probably trending, right?
No, I didn't even get that far.
You think she sees stuff that trends?
No.
Ooh, yeah, I just realized what I
wow,
said.
Wow, there's alternative facts.
Get out of my head!
Fake news.
Yeah. Shark Week. For 30 years it's been going on.
Wow.
Is always a reliable way for the Discovery Channel to create buzz itself once a year. The public's appetite for shark-based programming seems inexhaustible, according to the New York Times.
Is that
you know
a
what?
Word?
They're inexhaustible?
Yeah, yeah, that seemed just too many things in there.
Yeah, I mean...
Syllables? Is that what you were going for?
No, I meant like the in-obble...
Take it up with the editor of the New York Times. That's where I'm reading this from.
Well,
I didn't invent the word. They did.
Well, okay? You said it was real.
It is. Maybe. I don't know.
You're
I believe,
liar!
I believe anything at this point.
I believe
alternative
like a
facts. You know, fake news. You don't know what's real and what isn't. Maybe this whole show is a lie.
Maybe it was the Left Shark that raced him. Remember Left Shark?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Left Shark.
Throwback to, like, 3 years ago,
I know.
Right? So, yeah. Shark Week. You know, I've never understood why Shark Week is as popular as it is.
People like violence.
I have no idea.
How many different ways can you see a shark approach a cage with a diver in it, bare its teeth, and then swim off? How many different ways can you see a shark eat chum?
30 years worth.
Apparently, yeah, and the appetite hasn't been sated yet. But this year, I give Discovery Channel credit for trying to do something different. They were going to have Michael Phelps, Olympic gold medalist, legend.
Hero.
One of the greatest athletes who's ever lived, and ever will live, probably, for swimming, obviously. They were going to have him race a shark. Okay, the best human swimmer who's ever been alive. See how he fares against the ultimate predator of the ocean. Sounds like an interesting concept.
Awesome.
Absolutely. People were very, very pissed, though, when they realized that he wasn't actually racing a shark.
And the thing is, we all knew he wasn't going to be in the same cage. But we thought they were going to be in separate tanks or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that they would put a big chunk of meat, like they would have like fencing or something, and they would put a big chunk of meat at one end and put Phelps on the other side of the wall and have the shark go for the meat and Phelps try and see if he could outswim the shark.
And try to get his pot.
That's what I thought was going to happen. No, what they did was they scienced how fast a shark swims. Like they did like meters per second. Yeah. Like they calculated it, and then they just told Michael Phelps, okay, now get in the water and see if you could beat this time.
And they had like a digital one going next to
it. It became a time trial, and yeah, then they had the shark, the 3D CGI generated shark in the water with him, as if to pretend that he actually was racing a shark, and it looked like garbage.
Oh, it was bad.
I mean,
Michael's time to beat is 36.1 seconds.
Swimmers, take your mark.
Michael's dive clocks in at 8.8 miles per hour. At the 25-meter mark, the great white accelerates and takes the lead for the first time. Halfway through the race, Phelps and the shark are neck and neck. But then, with two beats of his tail,
the
white shark rockets over the finish line, winning the race by 2 seconds.
I don't like taking silver medals, but I'll take one to a great white.
So, he beat him by only 2 seconds. That's kind of impressive, too, though.
I just like how they tried to make it like the shark was toying with him. And at the end, he just beat him like it had thoughts.
Yeah.
Aha, revenge.
And oh, I'd like to point out, too, they also gave Michael Phelps kind of like an aid. They gave him a fin to put on his feet so that he could swim faster. And they put him in this special wetsuit that was actually designed to make him more like
hydrodynamic. Oh, there is a word for
it. There is a word
for
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he had those benefits.
He was a merman.
Right. They essentially turned him into a merman. And he still couldn't beat the shark. But people were mad on social media.
They were pissed.
They wanted to see him race side by side with a shark. Sure, yeah, let's throw, like you said, a hero, an Olympic gold medalist, in the water with a bloodthirsty frigging predator. And yeah, sure, nothing bad will happen there.
I don't think people would have been as mad if it was side by side in different tanks.
Well, we were talking about that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just the digital one is kind of like,
cheesy.
Yeah, it's dumb.
People were mad, though.
Or social.
I didn't even hear what you said.
She had a great joke. That was a great joke.
You can hear it, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll listen.
At afreakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Click on podcast. So people were mad. Social media blew up. People wanted their money back that they didn't pay to see this. And Michael Phelps had a response.
Everybody wants to try to pick on something or say something or complain about something. So I had fun racing a shark and seeing those animals up close and personal. And if somebody actually wants to get in the water and race side by side with a great white, go ahead. You're not going to get the shark to swim in a straight line. And
I think he's trying he's trying to actually apply logic to it and justify it from a sense of these people know what they're talking about.
No, but then he goes, I had fun racing a shark. I didn't actually race a shark. You're talking out of two sides of your mouth at that point.
I feel like what was coming out of his mouth was what people had to explain to him when he initially went with this idea and said, hey, I want to race a shark. And they went, yeah, that's not really going to work very well.
You think you think he cares? He got paid.
Oh, he got paid a lot.
I wouldn't give a crap. Who wants to pay to see me try and race a boulder down a hill? I'll do it.
What is he going
to
do next year? Like race a whale?
I said next year I want to see Joey Chestnut out eat a shark. Just put like a big piece of meat in the water and just have Joey jump in and see if he can eat it before the shark does.
And then they're going to have Dale Earnhardt Jr. see if he can drive as fast as a shark. As fast as the digital shark drives a car.
Right.
They'll simulate it. It just shows the shark drive right into a wall. The shark's dead.
Tony Hawk's gonna see if he can out half pipe a shark.
just put
a shark on a skateboard, it just lays there. Like.
They push it. Good God, he's dead, man. What other different competitions can they do with sharks?
Get on a downhill slalom?
Michael. Oh no, it's Bobby Flay versus the shark. Bobby Flay just chops him up and makes sushi. Oh, that's good.
Listen, Discovery Channel, you owe us some checks, I think, for giving you these great ideas.
Do the Bobby Flay one. I'm in.
Absolutely. I'll watch that.
It's the best of a freak accident.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of The Best of a Freak Accident. My name again is Crisco. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. Whether you're a new listener, whether you've been listening for a while, this is some of our favorite moments from episodes gone by. And we're just thrilled to have been able to share it with you while we took the week off for the 4th of July. See, you can hear people exploding things outside probably right now. I should probably go get to that, which is why I'm going to end this recording now. Did want to mention, though, you can still get us at afreakaccident.com. That's our website. You can click podcast, get to every episode we've ever done, including the episodes that contained these segments that you heard on this edition of The Best of a Freak Accident. You can click connect. You can find links to us on social media so you can come interact with us between episodes where the show never stops. And you can send us an email to freaks@afreakaccident.com is the email address. Don't forget to subscribe as well on Apple Podcasts, which is what iTunes is calling itself now. You can subscribe there. Leave us a good review to help us climb a little bit higher in the prestige there, get a little higher on the charts. We'd appreciate that. You can also subscribe to us as well anywhere podcasts are downloaded, including Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, or what have you. We will be back next week with a brand new episode of A Freak Accident. So if you enjoyed this, come back for some new stuff next time when Lazy E and Mickey will be here along with me to bring you something brand spanking new. Hope you enjoyed your 4th. Stay safe out there. We will catch you soon. For A Freak Accident, for Mickey, and for Lazy E, I'm Crisco, reminding you that you might have it all figured out until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.